rejuvenate and heal in every aspect of our lives that we need healing, especially her wrist. So after the fellowship meal, Operation Christmas Child, we have all of the things purchased. We're going to, and we were able to purchase supplies for 30 boxes. So the congregation has a responsibility, and Marjorie's going to be the one who's got all the information of how to put all 30 of those boxes together. And so there are different ages, and then the boys and the girls' boxes are all, well, there's some things that are the same, but there are different things for them as well. So Marjorie will have all that information, and she will help the congregation to put those together. There's also little notes that you can write and put in these boxes. And so I'm going to challenge you to ask the Lord just to guide you as to what you might want to put on that note to these children in third world countries. And so how you can let your light shine through that little note. Then, the following week, our church is going to be entertaining and hosting the General Council. And so there will be a total of 8 people here. So we're needing some help with the hosting. But one of the things we're going to do is we're going to ask you to, again, bring for a fellowship dinner the second of the month as well. So we're going to have 2 fellowship dinners. We also, if you have an extra bedroom, we could use some hosting places for those 8 people. And so please let me know, or actually, since I won't be here, actually, Susie, do you know if you're going to end up in Florida? Susie's going to be gone too. So let Dean know, okay, if you have room for someone. He's going to act as the host committee. So, on your prayer concerns, while I'm thinking of it, put down Clayton Pinder, Susie's dad, is having health issues. They've been looking for a assisted living or nursing home that has the to help him regain the strength he needs as he gets over the health issue that he's doing with. I haven't checked with you in the last 2 days. Did Eddie find some place?
We do have, he's going to go right from the hospital now. And on Sunday, he's going to go into a rehab shelter. And then so we have about 20 days to build up his strength and then determine where he and Lon are next.
So please keep Clayton and Leora, his wife, and Susie and Eddie and Lisa and Carol, because, you know, this is very hard for children to watch their parents begin to fail. For those of you who may not know, he has Alzheimer's that he's dealing with as well. All right. So add that to the prayer list. I think that's all the announcements that I have this morning. Does anyone else know of anything we need to announce? All right. Let's seek the Lord. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, we come with joy, we come with love, and we feel your presence this morning, Lord. We thank you for being here with us. We thank you that as we come to this time, that we are going to enter into fellowship with you in a special way. We thank you that the Holy Spirit shows up and touches us in a new way. So Lord, be with us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, prayer concerns. Besides Clayton, and who else do we need to be praying for and add to our list? Yes, Marjorie. All right. If you notice, we need to pray for Johnny. He's had a cold. He's trying to make sure that he does not share. He's being selfish this morning, and I guess we're thankful. Other prayer concerns. All right. Well, then I would ask if the members of the praise and worship team would come forward as we take time to worship him. Last evening, as I was listening to Christian program, it was several people who had been involved in the 1970s and 80s starting of the contemporary praise music, and they were sharing. And one of them made this profound statement that I had never, ever realized. He said, and what was funny is I remembered that I was told that at our church in Battle Creek that the choir was their war department, that they had more problems in the choir than any conflict in the choir, than any area in the church. And they were sharing, and so I was relating this as this guy is sharing. He's saying, Satan wants to attack those who are leading worship, because if he can stop the worship, then he stops with people's connection with God. And so we need to recognize that we need to always be seeking the Lord, asking for His hedge of protection around us, and pray for those who are leading in our worship, because they also will have that attack, because Satan wants to cut off that connection between heaven and earth. And so this morning, let's make sure that we don't let that. God says He will inhabit the praises of His people. And so let's let Him come and touch us this morning.
Don't let my love go cold, uncold.
Presence in our lives. Lord, we see that you call us to dedicate ourselves. So, Lord, let this song be our prayer of dedication.
Jesus, draw me close.
As we go to the throne. Father, we want to give you glory and honor this morning. We thank you that our Heavenly Father, who is all powerful, we thank you that you have come and sent your Son to establish your kingdom on earth. We thank you that we can rejoice and be a part of your kingdom now, not only for eternity, but starting now. So Lord, we just praise you that you have established your kingdom on earth. Lord, it is with eyes filled with awe that we come this morning, because we recognize you at work in our lives and in the world around us. Father, we continue to pray that you will establish your kingdom here on earth. Yes. Father, this morning we also want to come and just thank you for the many blessings we have. Lord, at the top of that list of blessings, we thank you for our families. Our families that are our support and our strength. We thank you that you did not place us here as individuals, but you saw that we needed those people to be around us, to enrich our lives, to help us, and to challenge us. And so we praise you for that. Lord, we thank you for the everyday blessings. The fact that we have food to set on our tables. The fact that you will supply our every need. So Lord, we also think, as we think about that, we do pray for those who are in need of jobs this morning. We ask for your hand to be upon them. We ask for your anointing to place them and to give them wisdom to know where they need to seek the job that you have set aside for them. Father, we thank you for that. We thank you that you have a plan for each of our lives, and that it is a different plan, that we're not just cookie cutters, but we are unique because you established us that way. So, Father, we thank you for that. Lord, as we come to our time to just lay our needs before you, Lord, there are probably needs here that people have, that they're in their hearts. So right now, Lord, we just ask that you would hear the thoughts of the hearts, the concerns of the hearts, the burdens in the hearts. Lord, we continue to ask that you will do the work that you have come to do. Because not only did you come and start a work of setting the captives free, of giving sight to the blind, freedom to the oppressed, but then you went back to heaven and you sat down on the throne and the Holy Spirit was sent to continue that work, to come in and fill our lives, and to make us now vessels that can do that. So Lord, we ask that you would continue to help us to be those vessels. Lord, I pray for Clayton, I pray for his family. I pray, Lord, for your wisdom and your guidance as they continue to do that, the ministering that they need to do. Lord, be with Leora. Give her the strength she needs. Lord, we thank you that Dean and Susie and all of the brothers and sisters are there to be the support they need. So, Lord, we just ask your blessing upon that. Father, we pray for Dean's arm as he continues to recover. Lord, we just have rejoiced over the fact that he's not had the pain that really was expected. We know that your hand has been at work there. Father, we don't know why Lana wasn't to have her surgery as scheduled last Thursday, but you know exactly why. And so we know you are in control because we placed it in your hands. So Lord, as this surgery comes this Tuesday, we just accept that it wasn't the way we thought it was going to happen, and we had to just roll with the punches. But Father, we ask again for you to be in control and for you to send your angels that may be needed to minister and to guide the surgeon's hands, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the way you have touched Daryl's life. We thank you, Lord, that you are going with him as he continues to go through the radiation treatment, Lord. And we just praise you that the tumors have shrunk and shrunk until they're not even visible. Hallelujah. Father, this is the time of cold and flu, and I know that we've been having those things passed around our house. So, Lord, we just ask for healing for those that have been touched with colds and flu. Touch the sinuses so that they will no longer just run off. And, Lord, we just thank you that you are even concerned about colds and flu, Lord. This morning we continue, Lord, to petition you for Mark and Shirley, for the jobs that you have for them, Lord. Lord, I thank you that last week they were able to minister to their family in the death of their loved one. And we thank you that that is another time that we do not stand alone. We have our loved ones and our family and our friends. Father, we pray for Judith and Joel as they are on their mission trip, Lord, and probably arriving over in Kenya and probably exhausted from all the hours on the airplane. Lord, we ask that you would revive them and that you will protect them. Lord, we know that the battle is strong over there. And so we pray for you to just empower them. I also pray for the lady who has traveled with them. And Lord, I rejoice over the fact that the surgery for her daughter who broke her wrist went well, and that she is continuing to just recover strongly, and that she was so that her mother could actually go on this trip. I thank you for those that are watching her and taking care of her while her mother is gone. Lord, we pray for our sister church, the Agape Seventh-day Baptist Church in San Sebastian. Lord, as Judith and Joel are gone from the leadership there, we just ask your presence upon those that are there ministering in your name. May they know that they have you as their head and that they can rely on you this whole time. Father, we do thank you that you work in many ways. And Lord, we know that sometimes you touch people. Lord, we've been studying about words of knowledge and the different ways they're used. So Father, we come to you, Lord. If there is a word of knowledge that needs to come before the congregation, if there is a healing that needs to take place, Lord, we come and we say, speak, Lord. And we recognize that maybe there's a different time that you have for it. So Lord, we're going to be open for that through our whole service, that you would lead and guide. So Lord, as we come to this time that we've designated the time of prayer, let us remember that actually prayer is conversation, so let us not think that we've hung up the phone when we say amen, but that we have just continued to have the open line through this whole time. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Would invite you, if you would, to open your hymn books to hymn number 321. The words will also be on the screen. I don't know how many of you are familiar with this hymn. Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Let us stand together.
Savior, like a shepherd, lead us. Much we need thy tender care. In thy pleasant pastures feed us. For our use thy folds prepare. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, thou hast bought us thine, we are. We are thine, do thou befriend us, be the guardian of our way. Keep thy flock from sin, defend us, seek us when we go astray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, hear, O hear us when we pray. Thou hast promised to receive us, poor and sinful though we be. Thou hast mercy to relieve us, grace to cleanse and power to free. Blessed Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. Blessed Jesus, Jesus, early let us turn to Thee. Early let us seek Thy favor, early let us do Thy will. Blessed Lord and only Savior, with Thy love our bosoms fill. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, Thou hast loved us, love us still. Blessed Jesus, blessed Jesus, Thou hast loved us, love us still.
You may be seated. We are collecting for Wells for Africa, so our penny march, our building up the temple is for Wells for Africa this quarter. Now, I'm going to also ask that during this time that all the children will actually come up here and stay up here, because Scout and Scamper, our puppet friends, are going to come see us today.
We're building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Oh, brothers, won't you help us? Sisters, won't you help us? Building up the temple of the Lord. We're building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brothers, won't you help us? Sisters, won't you help us? Building up the temple of the Lord. We're building up the temple, building up the temple, building up the temple of the Lord. Say, brothers, won't you help us? Sisters, won't you help us? Building up the temple of the Lord.
It's so full I can't close it, so. Hallelujah.
Oh! let me tell you, because my family had a Bible study about that this week.
Oh, and what happened?
Well, in the Bible it talks about how when a child was a certain age, if they were the firstborn child, they had to be brought to the temple.
Oh, wait a minute. Jesus was a firstborn child?
Yes, he was. And so his parents, just according to the way the scripture said, took him to the temple.
Oh, why did he have to go to the temple, though?
Well, because every firstborn child was a gift from the Lord and was the Lord's. Oh, well, yes, but they had to be redeemed.
Redeemed?
Yes, redeemed.
I don't know what that means.
What?
Bought for, paid for, or something like that. Isn't that right?
Well, yes, Amber, you really got together this morning.
It was talked about in church one day, and I remember hearing something about, wait a minute, was Jesus redeemed us, right?
Whoa. Right. I wonder how many people realize that when Jesus was dedicated, he was actually being the Redeemer for all mankind.
Oh, now I understand why he had to go to the temple and be dedicated.
That's right. He had to be dedicated so that he could be about God's purpose. Well, you know what? When he was brought to the temple, there were two people there who were waiting for him.
Really? Who were they? Mary and Joseph, right?
No, they're the ones who brought him to the temple.
Oh, yeah. They would have had to, because he couldn't go by himself as a baby, could he?
One was Anna. Well, not that Anna.
How?
You know how old she'd be? 2,000-some years old.
Oh, well, I knew she was all grown up.
Well, grown up doesn't take 2,000 years.
I see. Sometimes I get a little confused.
Then there was another person, a man.
A man?
Yes.
Well, who was he? Pastor Robert?
No, he's too young, too.
We're going to have several different things going on this morning at different times, but I'm going to ask if Marissa and Jamie and Cora would come up at this time. And Dean, can you put up on the screen Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 7 for me? And I'm going to ask for my wife to read this scripture this morning for us.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
Okay, and if you can go back to the beginning again. Hear, O Jamie and Marissa. The Lord your God is one. And you need to love Him with all of your soul, with all of your strength. This morning, as we come for a time of dedication, this is what you are dedicating yourselves to love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. And I pray this morning that you are aware that you have now become stewards. Cora is a special gift, and you simply are stewards. She doesn't belong to you. She belongs to our Heavenly Father. And she's given to you for this time. Now, I want for the congregation to help this morning with several things. And so this is going to be an untraditional dedication service. We will have some traditional parts as well. But I first want to ask for Emma to grab if you would like to come up and bring them up with you. Would you do that for me, Emma? Any adult that you want. The Bible tells us to train up a child in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart. Now, I want us, they're going to help us with training. All right? Okay, Emma, it's time for our blessing at the table. What blessing do you want you and your father to sing this morning? That one, huh? That's the one she generally chooses. Okay, can you sing it?
God our Father, once again, thank you for this blessing, thank you for this blessing. Amen, amen.
Thank you. You can go back since you're being so shy. All right. Now, why would we sing a blessing? Because we know that God is the supplier of every gift. Me and Marissa, this is something you need to start training your children. I know that Jamie talked to Cora before she was ever out of the womb. Why? Because she could hear him. Because he wanted her to know his voice. He wanted that connection. And that's what our Heavenly Father wants. And that's what prayer is all about. Now, Lily, would you grab an adult and come up? I'm going to put you on the spot. Lily doesn't realize how this one's going to be more difficult than Emma's. It's not a song. All right. It's bedtime. What should you do right before you go to bed? He knows the answer. Listen to Matthew. Pray. All right. Do you know a bedtime prayer? Aha. Mommy and Daddy, guess what? We need some training up a child, don't we? All right. Okay. So, can you just show what a bedtime prayer is? And Matthew, you have to help her. You're the parent now, even though you're not a parent. Matthew knows the rote one. We'll have him share it in a minute. Okay. Do you pray for God's blessing on people? My goodness, these girls are never this shy. All right, Matthew was saying the... Go ahead and give the first line. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. If I should live for other days, I pray the Lord to guide my ways. These are prayers that we start teaching. Yes? There is another verse. That's right. There is another verse. So, you two can go back now. I don't know if you've thought about all these little things. But Daniel got up and spent specified times three times a day. Early morning, noontime, and at night. And so these are things that I want you to think about as parents. You will establish her patterns. And if there are things that you struggle with, now's the time that you can learn to overcome them because you have a little one that you want to help to grow. All right, now, I'm going to ask for you two to stand. Children are a gift from God. Children are a reward from Him. As believers, we are called to recognize that children belong first and foremost to God. God in His goodness gives children as gifts to parents. They are not only have the awesome responsibility of caring for this gift, but also the wonderful privilege of enjoying this gift. Because children belong to God and are given by grace as gifts to parents, it is only proper and appropriate that children be dedicated to God. We are told in 1 Samuel that Hannah presented her son Samuel to the Lord. And in Luke 2, we read that Mary and Joseph brought their baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem in order to present him before the Lord. So in the same way, Marissa and Jamie today bring their daughter Cora before the Lord, presenting first themselves and then Cora to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Jamie and Marissa, you need to love God with every ounce and fiber of your energy and to teach Cora to do the same. As you love God, love one another, you and Cora will grow together to understand that love that He wants for your family. By coming forward before God and before this church, you declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and to dedicate Cora to the Lord. Is that your desire? Amen. Having come freely, I now ask you to enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and His people, so that Cora may walk in the abundant life that Christ offers. Do you, Jamie and Marissa, vow by God's help and in partnership with the church to provide Cora a Christian home of love and peace, to raise him in the truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline, and to encourage him to one day trust Jesus Christ as his Savior, as her Savior. And Lord, sorry, I should have gone through and crossed out the His is there. Amen. All right. Then I'll let you all sit down for a moment. But we talked about how God has placed us in families. We are not alone. And so I'm going to ask for Gordon and Linda to come up at this point. My wife to come up. Linda has written down some things she'd like to share, and then there's also a poem. So,
this first of all is Dr. Little Sweet Coralie.
Our dear sweet little one, you're a special gift to your grand and grandpa. I love our special times together when your eyes light up and the smiles come. As you learn and grow, I will love sharing stories with you. The priority of your life needs to be for you to trust in Jesus. And I will have the honor of sharing with you what God has taught me. You also have many family members in heaven looking down on you and waiting for all of us to join them someday. Grandpa and Gran will be here to help your mommy and daddy raise you to love God and for you to do right. We love you, our dear sweet little Florida. And then this is a poem to her mom and daddy. To the new mother and father from the proud and happy grandparents. We're happy for you both because your precious baby's birth is sure to make your happy home a bit of heaven on earth. For there's nothing like a baby so cuddly, small, and sweet to give life added meaning and make it more complete. And of course, we're mighty selfish in our happiness for you. Because you see your children, you've made us happy too. For there's nothing like a grandchild to boast of and adore, and to bring back precious memories of your babyhood once more. And with our loving wishes comes a deep and heartfelt prayer. God keep you and your baby safely in his daily care. And of course, today has a special meaning for us because our little boy was born 36 years ago today.
Wow. If you'll stand up now. Turn right around by Linda. This is one of those challenges when the pastor's also a grandfather. I'm going to address them, and I'm standing there as well as here, okay? Gordon and Linda and Lana and Pastor Robert. Is it your desire to also assist Jamie and Marissa to raise Cora as a loved one of God's children? It is our vow this morning that we will stand beside you, that we will be all we can be to help you to be successful in this challenge that God has given you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, grandparents. At this point, I'm going to ask for our PowerPoint to be shared. And there is a song that will be played at the same time. Thank you, Marissa, for putting that presentation together. I would now ask if, Dean, can you put up Psalms 127? And I would ask the extended family that's here, great-grandma, Aunt Amy, Uncle Darwin, Aunt Becky, Christopher, Uncle Christopher, Aunt Ronnie, Aunt Jennifer, Kit McKenzie, Lily, Emma, Ava, if you would all come forward. All across will be fine. Yes. This scripture says, unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat. For he grants sleep to those he loves. And can it computer's taking time this morning. Sons are a heritage from the Lord, children a reward from Him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are sons born to one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them, and they will not be put to shame when they contend with their enemies in the gate. You know, this is what is so beautiful about families. Because we know first that we must come to the Lord. But we also know that God has given the rest of the family. The grandparents have already made their commitment. But at this point, I'm going to ask each of these people now to also agree to make a commitment. Everyone that is standing here, is it your wish that you would be able to support Marissa and Jamie as they seek to raise her in the admonition and fear of the Lord? I've already seen much of this. The family's willing to step in and babysit. The family will cover and ask for to take responsibility. An example this week is I've had some struggles this week, and as people became aware of it, they said, what can I do to help? That's the kind of family God wants us to have. And that's what I believe God has given us in this family. So it is a joy to recognize that we have part of a larger family. I'm going to ask great-grammy if she would share. Do you have your paper with you? If you would share that at this time.
A wee bit of heaven drifted down from above, a handful of happiness, a heart full of love. The mystery of life so sacred and sweet, the giver of joy so deep and complete, precious and priceless, so lovable too, the world's sweetest miracle. Baby Cora, it's you.
Thank you, family. You can go back to your seats. Now, I want the rest of you who are sitting here this morning to recognize that while God has placed us in families, He's also given us another family. He's given us the family of God. This morning, we also are asked to make a commitment. And that family doesn't extend to just one congregation, because we have family from West Virginia that's here. Not just blood family, but other family. People who are important. Larry and Cindy that are here have watched Marissa grow from a child, and their children have been friends. There are many who have been apart already. But I ask this morning, for those of you who are old friends, and for those of you who are new, to realize that God has said that He wants us to operate as the family of God. Now, for those of you who know the hymn, The Family of God, I thought about trying to pull it out, but we didn't have the music for that. But it talks about the fact that we're brothers and sisters. Families sometimes don't always agree, but families will continue to love each other, to nurture each other. And that's what we are asked this morning. So this morning I ask each of you that is sitting here, come, several of you, because time. So I ask, do you also take on the commitment of this family to help in the ways that you can? And I want you to think for a moment. We think, well, what can we do? Well, sometimes we can simply hold the child so mom has a chance to have a break. Sometimes we can teach a Sabbath school class. And I say, mom, it may be Jamie that needs the break. There are many things that we can do. And sometimes we have not always remembered. And I'm asking us to stop and think this morning, because there are other children that have grown up in our church. Some of them we don't see. How many of them have we called to say, I miss you? How many of them have we called to say, I love you? Sometimes we have to acknowledge that we don't do all the things we need to do. So this morning, my challenge is also not just about Cora, but us as the family of God. Are we ready to take on that responsibility? And when we fail, are we ready to pick up that responsibility again? So that the family of God is truly known by His love. So, if you are to take on that commitment, I ask you to stand. And I also ask you two to stand, and we'll have our prayer of dedication at this time. But I get to hold the baby for that. Heavenly Father, as we come this morning, I just ask that you will hover over Jamie and Marissa. That you will constantly have your angels at work to guard and to guide. That your Holy Spirit will constantly awaken within their hearts. And Father, as they bring Cora this morning to present her to you, Lord, we do that. We present her to you. We want Cora to grow up knowing you. We want her to, from the time that she begins to speak and crawl and laugh and coo, to know that the love is not only from mom and dad, but from up above as well. So Father, we dedicate this child. We dedicate this family to you. Our wise King, our provider, our protector, our lover. And thank you for this, in Jesus' name. Amen. You can be seated. Well, actually, you can stay standing, because we're going to have our closing hymn, number 320. This hymn is talking about how we simply need to trust God at every moment of every day.
simply trusting every day, trusting through a stormy way, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus that is trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him whatever befall, trusting Jesus that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine, into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him, whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Singing, if my way is clear, praying, if the path be drear, if in day for Him call, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him, whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting Him while life shall last, trusting Him till earth be past, till within the jasper wall, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly, trusting as the days go by, trusting Him, whatever befall, trusting Jesus, that is all.
And Father, as we leave this service of dedication, let our hearts remain steadfast, that we are dedicated to be Your children, to be Your light, Your salt, to be the strength and support, to be all that You call us to be for this world, who is in such need of a Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.